you have something that's hot, like Rashi, Bosr Rosayach, you have hot meat, L'toy Chelev Rosayach, into a hot fat that's treif, or Yechot Shel Isav, Yechot Shel Heter, or else you have a novella falling into a hot, into something hot. If both pieces are hot, Pshitu it's also. Like Lamosha, our case would be Bosr B'cholov. If you have a hot piece of meat that falls into a hot milk, the locker is that both belay, they both dissolve one from the other, and it becomes also Bosr B'cholov. Hey, something has to be hot in order to dissolve. Mashenk, if both things are cold, cold it doesn't dissolve inside it, just wash it off and it's mutter. So if both parties are hot, pshita it's also. Soin, let's say both are cold, you have a cold piece of meat that falls into cold milk, then about every hakol mutter. Everybody holds taki it's mutter. What about cham l'teich tzoinen v'tzoinen l'teich cham? What about one of them is hot and one of them is cold? What's the locha? Is Rava, Maravo, he says, Eloi Gover. The ikur is the top. It depends what the top thing is. If the top is hot coming into cold, it's of a hot piece of meat that's coming into cold meat, it's awesome. Because the ikur is the top thing. If the top thing is hot, it's awesome. And the other way, if the top thing, the top meat is cold and the bottom milk is hot, it's also mutter. Because the ikur is the top. If the top is cold, it doesn't have balaya. If the top is hot, it is balaya. Ushmul Amar Shmul says no. Titoya Gover. The ikur is the bottom. If the bottom part, the milk is hot, it'll be yosser. If the milk is cold, it'll be mutter. It doesn't depend what the top is. The ikur is what the bottom is. Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. They say Eloi Gover, they say Titoya Gover. So now we bring Rais. So Rashi says, it's like dumb here. Rashi says, Ushmul Amar Titoya Gover. The last one of the big ones. Hilkach. Therefore, cham l'teich tzoinen mutter. If you have a hot piece of meat falling into cold milk now, it's mutter. If it's tzoinen l'teich cham, the opposite way, a cold piece of meat falls into hot milk, is awesome. So Rashi, v'yafagav hilchos ha-karav b'yisuri, usually we paskin like Rav, b'ho hilchos ha-kishmul. Here we paskin like Shmuel. So tanya tati mastisa kibosi k'dekamon. This is Rashi Shita. That we paskin like Shmuel, because the Gemara soon at the end is going to bring two rayas to Shmuel, that we paskin titoy gover. The ikur is what's on bottom. Mosh says Tanan, I'll bring you right now for now Mishnah. Says now Mishnah, no tav me roit for yalacheris. If some of the juice, the fats of the korban pesach, fell onto the sides of the oven, onto the cheris, the earthly side of the oven, the chazer elov, and then it went back into the korban pesach, is yitles mekoymei. We say it's osir, that juice became osir, was cooked from the cheris, and now when it goes back to the korban, you can't eat that juice. You have to yitl. You have to take off a good part of the meat. Now, kosalka daitach the havminger is that the Mishnah is talking about afilo the cheres soinenis. Even in the case where the oven is cooled off, the cheres is cool. It was roasted in one oven, and now you just took it into another oven just to cool off there. But the cheres itself is cool, and still it says if the hot juice now falls onto the cheres, we say it's usher, and when it falls back into the carbon, it becomes usher. So the Rosh says vishlei malarav. According to Rav, it's very good. He always says the top thing that's coming down, the top is the ikur. So here we're talking about now the korban pesach was hot. You just got finished roasting your korban, and the juice, or you're in the middle of roasting it, and the juice now fell off and hit the bottom part of the kli of the oven. So the juice coming down, the top part is hot. So even though the bottom oven is cold, still we say it's awesome. So bishleim l'rav yomi loy gover, the main thing is the top. Therefore we say when this juice hits the bottom oven and then it goes back into the korban, it's usher, and you have to take off the mokum, the place where the meat, where the juice went into the meat. Why? We say when this hot juice coming out of this korban, this roasted meat, when the hot juice comes down and hits the cheres, it makes the cheres hot. Because the loy gover, the main thing is the top. So the top thing now hitting the bottom, cooled off cheres, makes that cheres hot. Now that you have a hot cheres there, that place is hot. For hoda cheres maseich leleroitiv. Now this hot cheres, this hot part of the oven, makes the roitiv become also hot. Even though the roitiv was hot already, but now it's like being cooked up, machmas what? Not machmas deish, but it's being cooked up, machmas cheres. And that's awesome. The Torah says by the korban pesach, it has to be sliyesh. It has to only be cooked, roasted from the fire, and not roasted from the hot oven. So here, the oven was cool on the bottom. Just this hot liquid coming down, since the top coming down is hot, it makes the bottom portion of the cheres, where it touches the bottom part of the oven, becomes hot. Now that that mokum is hot, it's like using its heat to again heat up this juice that's there. So it's considered it cooked up the juice. Therefore, the juice now is also teat. Because it's not a tzli esher anymore. It's also tzli machmas davar acher. So when this juice now falls back into the carbon, it makes the carbon also. It's very good. Is kihoda roite of Pesach, ko matfei pischo machmas chamimusa de cheres. Is the reason why it's usher, because this juice was heated up from the cheres, from the oven. For Rachmanom, the Torah says, tzli esh. You could only eat a carbon Pesach that was completely roasted by fire. That's all. The only thing that cooked up this Pesach was only the fire. For loy tzli, machmas davar acher. And not if something else also helped cooking up this carbon Pesach. Whereas here, the juice, when it left the carbon, hit the bottom part of the oven, it touched the cheres of the oven. Since the hot juice made the cheres hot, now this hot cheres is like cooking up the juice. So the juice was also cooked, machmas davar acher. So it's good, why it's awesome. But the kashri is elul Shmuel. But according to Shmuel, it's very shver al Mishnah. To yomati toy gova, Shmuel always says when the top thing comes into a bottom thing, you look at the bottom thing. That's the main thing. If the bottom thing is cold, it's mutter. So here, to toy gova, cheres. We're talking about the bottom thing now is the kli cheres, is the oven. Kiv, when the tzoynin who is having, meaning we're talking about even a cold oven. So since the oven itself on the bottom is cold, akuri mekel el roitiv. Even though it's hot juice falling off this roasted carbon Pesach, it's hot juice coming down, but he knows when hot reaches the bottom cold is the ikur, and it cools off this hot juice. So b'zoi, kiva the tzoynenu, akuri mekel el roitiv. It first cools off this hot juice falling down. Or b'zoi, there's no din bishul. This hot juice did not get cooked up from anything. The only thing that made this juice cooked is only the fire. So amai eat less mekoinai. Why should you have to, when this juice now falls back into the meat, do you have to cut off that part of the meat? What's wrong with that part of the meat? This juice was not cooked from anything else. The juice, the hot juice, hit the bottom oven, which was cold. It cooled off the juice, so the juice wasn't cooked from the oven. The juice at all was only cooked from the heat of the esh. So why is it also the kasha and Shmuel from our Mishnah? And for the Gemara and the Chanami, to the Yomer of Yirmi Yom HaShmuel, B'Solos Roseches, like the next part of the Mishnah, he says the dough that becomes usher is also because the dough was hot. I'll tell you, Hochi Nami B'Cheres Roseich, Enech Nami. Shmuel will learn our Mishnah, but Dafkom, where the Cheres, the oven is hot. That's what we're talking about. So you have a nice hot oven. And now when the juice of the carbon falls to the bottom and touches the Cheres is hot by itself. See, it's been according to Shmuel. According to everybody, they're both hot. The juice is hot and the cheres is hot. So they cook one another. So therefore it's considered the cheres, the oven, is cooking up this part of the carbon, and that's possible. The Torah says, tzliyesh, v'loy tzli machmas davar acher. So now the Mishnah is not a kasha to Shmuel. Vayta tanan, another part of the Mishnah we learned, notav meroyt v'yal ha-soylus. Let's say some of the juice, some of the fats of the carbon Pesach drips onto soylus, onto dough, on the bottom of the oven. Is alocha yikmas es mekoymei. We say now the juice becomes usher. The reason is because we say this dough cooks up this juice. So the juice now, the carbon got cooked up, not machmas esh, machmas something else. So you're not allowed to eat that juice. Now that the juice is inside the soilus, inside this dough, you have to yikmas es mekoymei. Take off that part of the dough which has the juice inside it. Now, kosalka daitik, we have a havamina, we think. Kosalka daitik, so the havamina, we think like this, that the soilus fenenis. That the Mishnah is even talking about that the dough on the bottom was just put in. It's a cooled off dough. It's not hot. So what says again? Pishleim l'Rav. According to Rav, we understand the Mishnah. The Yomar Eloi Gover. He always says the top thing is the main thing. So here you have this hot juice falling down into cooled off a dough. So Mishnah Mahachi Yikmois Es Mekaymoi. Therefore we say it's also. The juice becomes also. Why? The Maseich Lo L'Soilus. When this hot fat from the carbon Pesach drips off and touches the soilus, the bottom dough, it heats up that dough. Because Eloi Gover, the top is the ikur. So the top heats up the bottom. Tohoder Hadrana, it makes the whole soilus all around, and it makes it nice and hot. Vehodra soilus, and now this hot dough, Omasechos Lei, Levidei, and it heats up now, it like cooks up this juice, the fat of the Korban Pesach. Vekomatzvei Reutiv Machmas Chemimusa, the soilus. And this is the psul now, that this juice, this part of the juice of the Korban Pesach, is being cooked up, machmas the heat of the dough. For Rachmon Orma, the Torah says, tzliyesh, the Korban Pesach has to be completely roasted only from fire. For loy tzli machmas dov racher, and not if something else is hot, even though it was heated from the fire,
But since lamais, it's something else that's hot, it's either the oven itself, or it's the dough inside in, and the dough now gets in contact with this juice, and cooks up the juice becomes also teat. So according to Rav, it's very good. Since the loy, the top, is the main thing, it's hot, that's why it's also. Elo l'shmul, but according to Shmuel, the yomer he holds. Titoi govar, the main thing is always the bottom, when the top thing hits the bottom. The main thing depends upon what the bottom is. Abazoi soilis, we're talking about now that this bottom dough was kibun, the sananasi, since we're talking about that it's a cooled off one, it's cold. Abazoi, when this hot juice touches this bottom dough, akura kamekale, it cools it off. There's no bishl involved. The dough is not cooking off this juice. Adaraba, the hot juice now just becomes cooled off. And anything that's cold, it's not cold a bishlam. It didn't get cooked up from anything. So b'zayim lama liyikmas es mekaymai. Why do you have to take off this part of the dough that has the juice inside it? Fakat gesundheit, eat it up. There's nothing wrong with it. The juice is mutter. The juice was only cooked through the fire. It's mamish cold sliyesh. So according to Shmuel, why does the Mishnah say that this dough is also? After Gemara, Amar Rav Yirmiya, Amar Shmuel, Atayin Echnami, Beserlus Raseches. Shmuel has to learn our Mishnah. We're talking about that the bottom dough was hot. It was hot from before. So now when the juice, the fats of the Korban Pesach drips down and goes into this hot dough, it's considered like the dough itself is heating up, cooking up this Korban Pesach. And that's also, the Torah says, Sliyesh, V'loy Tzli, Machmas Dov Racher. So the kids of the Mishnah, there's no riot, there's no kash on Shmuel. Fight Nochem, another part of the Mishnah, Tanan. Says now Mishnah, Sochu B'Shemen Shel Truma, they shmir, they put some oil that was truma around the Korban Pesach, so, and then you roasted it, so it depends. In chaburas kahanim yechlu. If it's kahanim here, so they're allowed to eat it, because the shemen shel truma, so what? Kahanim are allowed to eat truma. Im shel Yisrael, let's say the people that own this korban are Yisraelim, and they're not allowed to eat truma, so it depends. Im chayu, if the meat is still raw, it's not cooked yet, it's not hot, yedichenu. All you have to do, you put this oil around the raw cold meat, just wash it off, that's enough. That's the way you get the shemen off. And then the Yisraelim, the Bailam, are allowed to eat the korban. What about in Slihu? Let's say it started to roast already. So you have your shemen, the oil, which is truma, is roasting now on top of this korban pesach. And what's the locha? Yikla pesach itzim. It says what? You have to make a klipa. You have to like peel off all around the korban. The outer layer of meat, you have to peel off. Because that has a blaya that was swallowed up. It has some oil in it. And the oil is truma. And the Yisrael is not allowed to eat truma. So then it's yikla pesach itzim. Russell at this, Bishleim l'Rav, I understand according to Rav it's very good, the Yomri Loi Gobar, that he says the top is the main thing, Amto l'hochi sagale b'klipa. That's why it's very good, we go boss the klipa. All you have to have is just to be kerlef, just to peel off the outer skin. Mishum why the loy it's training. Because we're talking about now the top thing, what do? They had a hot roasted Korban Pesach. And on top of this Korban Pesach, they smeared some oil. So the oil is what is cold. It's talking about regular oil. So when you put the top oil on top of the Korban Pesach, it's good. Why? All you have to do now is just take off the top layer from the Korban. It didn't go further into the Korban to ask for the whole meat, because we say Eloi Gover. And since the top is cold, therefore it's not Bolei, it doesn't go all the way through the meat. Therefore, it only went in the top layer a little bit. Loch is Sagle Beklipa, the top layer just take off. Bishom the Eloi Yitzreinu. Elul is Shmuel, but it's Kash according to Shmuel the Yomar. Titoi Govar, he says no. The main thing, it depends upon the bottom thing. So here, Kivon de Chamu, we're talking about now you have a roasted Korban Pesach. So the meat itself is nice and hot. And on top of this meat, you're smearing some cold oil. According to Shmuel, the bottom meat, like, cooks up this oil. And any time it's Cham, it should be belay. It should go through the whole meat. It's belay into the whole meat. So the whole meat should be yosser. The whole Korban Pesach should be yosser. For the Markiv and the Chamum, Mivla Bola, Hobazoyamai, Sagale Beklipa, why is it enough just to peel off the outer layer of skin? Nisa Salagamri, you should ask for the whole carbon, the whole meat should be us now. Because Tali is Balaya. When you're roasting something, for sure, Shemin, even though the Gemara says in Chulim that Tali doesn't go further in, it's not Balaya so much. But Shumin, fats it is. Anything that's fatty goes all the way into the meat when you're roasting it. Look right here, shemen is also fatty, it's shemen. It should be belayer into the whole meat. That's the Gemara's kasha. According to Shmuel, why do you say just peel off the outer skin? The whole meat should be yasa now. If yasa means it has truma inside it. So it's also for Yisrael to eat it. So if the people on this Korban Pesach are Yisraelim, it's a post the korban now. The Bailam are not allowed to eat it. And for the Gemara, Shani Sicha Demashu Bialmu Di Avida. I'll tell you no. Well, after they said the Sach Shel Shemim, they didn't pour a lot of oil on top of the korban. They just smeared a little bit. It's called a mashu. And when a little bit goes on top of the meat, even though you're roasting the meat, a little bit of tzlit, a little bit of shemen, doesn't go through and through the meat. Since you only put on top a mashu, a drop of the shemen, it only goes in a drop into the meat. That's all. That's why just take off the outer layer of the skin. That's enough. But Enochnan, if it would have been a lot of shemen there, according to Shmuel, it would be also the whole carbon, because we'd say that the shemen goes through and through. Right. Tanya kavos to Shmuel. Now the Gemara is now Makashis, now it's time going to bring a raya. I'll bring your raya to Shmuel. Rashi says, since the Gemara brings now two rayas to Shmuel, it's a raya we paskin like Shmuel, that he toy gover. The main thing is the bottom thing always. Look like this. Cham latoy cham. If something hot, hot piece of meat falls into hot milk, pshit it's osser. They're both hot. V'chein tzernin shenosin latoy cham. The same thing, you threw a cold piece of meat into hot milk, it's also osser. So it's a clear raya to Shmuel, that the main thing depends upon the bottom thing. Since the bottom thing is cham, is hot, it's awesome. What about the opposite way? Cham l'tzoych tzoynin, you take a hot piece of meat and throw it into cold milk, or else v'tzoyn l'tzoych tzoynin, or else cold into cold, is madiach, that's all, just wash them off and they become mutter. So it's a clear raya to Shmuel here. Well, we'll soon see. So far, that's what you have to do. We'll soon see the bottom of the Gemara. So far, that's all you should have to do. We'll soon see not like that. Cham l'teich tzoynin. Let's say, it says now, if Samar is asking, no, if a hot piece of meat, you're telling me now, falls into something cold, madiach. All you have to do is just wash it off. That's all. Because this is a riot to Shmuel. The main thing is the bottom. Since it's cold, nothing happens. For the Gemara kashadon. But kivon the chamu, since this piece of meat was hot, ademekalei. So true, it falls into the cold milk. So true, the cold milk now is going to cool off the meat. Not the pshat like Rav, the hot meat, warms up the milk. Rather like Shmuel, the cold milk cools off the top, the hot meat. But it takes time though. Ademekalei, while this cold milk is cooling off the hot meat, yeshed lebola purta. Something has to go into the meat. Kafar, this meat falling down is a hot piece of meat. So when the hot piece of meat falls into the milk, while the meat is getting cooled off, but at the first second still hot, so a little bit has to go into the meat. So b'zoy klipa miuni boy. Why do you say just to wash it off, since the top meat is hot, you should have to take off, say klipa. You should have to take off the outer layer of it, the outer skin of it. And Gemara ela'ema like this. Cham l'teich tzoynin k'yisakarai k'olif. If a hot piece of meat falls into cold milk, the din is k'olif. You have to take off the outer layer of it. That you have to do. When something cold falls into something cold, then madiach. That's all you have to do. Just wash it off. So there's a clear raya to Shmuel that the ikar is titoy go for the bottom. Tan yidach, we have another brice like this. Boser rotzech, you have a hot piece of meat. Shenofel atoych cholov rotzech. It fell into hot milk. So pshita, this is also. V'chein tzoynein shenofel atoych ham. Who did a cold piece of meat that fell into hot milk? Is also. Another raya to Shmuel. That since the bottom is hot, that's the yikr, it all becomes osir. Raya again to Shmuel. What about cham l'teich tzoynin? Let's say the hot piece of meat falls into cold milk, or else with tzoyn l'teich tzoynin, cold into cold, then mediach. All you have to do is just wash it off, it's mutter, a clear raya to Shmuel. Furthermore, the same kasha now. Cham l'teich tzoynin, what are you telling me now when a hot piece of meat falls into cold milk? All you have to do is just mediach, just wash it off. For the Gemara, kivun the chamu, since this meat is hot, ademekele, while the milk is cooling off this hot piece of meat, yev should lebola purta. Something has to be swallowed up, go into the piece of meat. Kafot is coming in hot. But it's like klipa, mi'uni boy. You should have to at least do a klipa, at least peel off the outer skin of the meat, you should have to do at least. Gemara nechnami, el'ema, let's say like this. Cham l'teich tzernim. If something hot falls into something cold, kailif, all you have to do is just peel it off. What about tzoyn l'tech tzoyn and cold in the cold and madiach? So the raya again like Shmuel, that the main thing is the bottom thing. Omamar, we learned before, we just got finished saying, tzoyn l'tech tzoyn and madiach. If you have cold meat that goes into cold milk, just wash it off. Omar Rafuna, loy shonu ela shloy molcho. We're only talking about this meat is not salted meat. Avo molcho, let's say the meat is salted meat, even though it's cold, still osser. Then when this, then it'd be usher. Why? The Yomar Shmuel, Shmuel says, Meliach Harek Roseach. Something that is salted is considered like Roseach, like hot. So then it'll be called hot here, and then it'll be usher. Kovush, let's say you're soaking something. So Rashi says, Kovush here means Bechaymet. You're soaking something in vinegar, or else usually we say you soak it for 24 hours. Also, kibbush, even soaking it in water for 24 hours, harayu kimavushal. That's also considered like you cooked it up. So that's what we say, the cold meat is mutter, that's only if it's not salted. But if it's salted, then it's kurasayach. Now, how much salt do you have to have on it? Omar Rova, hodi yom ha-shmul maliach harayu kurasayach, that the Shmuel says, if it's a salted piece of meat, the saltness of it makes it like it's hot. In other words, it would be balaya when it's very salty, it's still like a hot piece of meat. Then it would dissolve something else. Layamorin, it's only said, Ella, that you have so much salt there, that shlenecho machmas molchoi. People don't need it right now. It's so salty, it's not edible. That's called salt that makes it hot. Avonecho machmas molchoi, that they just put a little bit salt on the meat to make it taste good, that you could eat it with the salt, loy. That's not called maliach kirasech. And then a maliach kirasech means we have a lot of salt there, that right now nobody would eat it. The only way you eat it is first you have to wash off all the salt and then you eat it. So right now, when you have so much salt on the meat, that makes the meat like it's hot. And now, churo bitoli bites the machlokes Rav and Shmuel. It depends what's on top and what's on bottom. According to Shmuel, it'll only be usher when the meat is on the bottom, and the milk now falls on top of this salted meat. That we say the bottom is hot. Therefore, the bottom meat is heating up the milk. More right, hahu bar guzla. We had a raw chicken. A cold chicken, a baguzla chicken. Did no fall lakada de kimcha. It fell into a plate full of milk. Kada de kimcha, Rashi's kimcha, that's kutach, like we had before. V'yispen it's yubidichal, but there's some milk inside this dish. The kitzah, the raw chicken, the cold raw chicken, fell into a milk of the dish. Fell into some milk. Is sharia? Sharia ravchinu nabrei de rove mi pashrunya. He held the smutter, like we had before. All you have to do is just wash it off, and it's smutter. Nuchur, it's cold, into cold, it's mutter. Omar Robus Robus said, Man chochem lemishrei milsa, who is such a wise man to be mater, say it's mutter, kiho, ilav rabchinano, bray the rabbi mipashrunya. The gavar rabu, he's a great man. And Omaloch, he'll explain to you, the chiddush here is, why says this chicken was a little bit salted. It wasn't salty too much, but it had a little bit salt on it. And still he said it's mutter. Why? Because he knew this halacha to say over, that Omaloch, when did Shmuel say Meliach Harek Roseach, that something that's salted is like it's hot, and then it would become also here? When do we say something that's salted is hot? Sheinecho machmas molchoi. Only if it's so salted, so much salt there, that right now it's not edible. It has so much salt there, people will need it because of this. This geyser, this chicken we're talking about, necho machmas molchoi. It didn't have that much salt on it. Right now people could eat it. So since people could eat it, therefore, it's not called Roseach. Therefore, it's just cold that fell into cold. And all you have to do is just wash it off. Tomorrow now. Vahani milidol chai. When do we say this? Only if it's raw meat. Raw meat, we say, when it falls into milk, all you have to do is just wash it off. Avotzli. Let's say the meat was already roasted, or else our cooked meat already. Then boy klipa. If you have a cold piece of cooked meat that falls into milk, then you have to have klipa. It's not enough to wash it off. If I says once it was cooked or roasted already, the meat is a little softer, so now it is belay, a little bit milk goes in. The Rashi says, v'loyamorin, no, that's next thing, yeah. V'loyamorin, even this was only said, I'd less pay pili, only if there's no holes at all in this cooked piece of meat. This pay pili, there are type of cracks through this cooked piece of meat, then also, that even a cold piece of meat that went into cold milk, the whole meat... Only if this roasted meat has no cracks inside it. Then we say, if this roasted meat that's cold now falls into milk, all you have to do is just do klei klipa. But if the meat has holes in it, little cracks in it though, then we say it's osur. Let's say the meat, when you cooked it, you put tavlin inside it, you put some spices inside it, then osur. Spiced piece of meat, so most of our meat's already, after it's cooked already, either it's spiced already, we have spice when we make it, or else usually it already has cracks in it, unless it's maybe a piece of steak, but then the other type of meat, like most cooked meats already, after it's cooked, has cracks inside it. So then it'll be a shell, then the whole thing becomes awesome. Rashi read mitzvah. Ba guzla betavli. If you take this raw chicken now and you put spice on it, awesome. The tavli merachachelei. The tavli and the spices make the meat, make the chicken soft. O maitzi o boleya lekutcha. It swallows up this milk. O ba guzla tsoinen hevikin forish. And we're talking about right now the chicken was a cold chicken. So a cold chicken, if it's spiced, when it's spiced, that makes it soft, that the milk goes through and through the whole chicken, and then taka sosa. So now the only time you have the first halacha then, that meat falls into cold milk, that's mutter, only if it's a raw piece of meat that you didn't put any spices in then. Then if the raw meat falls into milk, just wash it off. But once you're ready to cook the meat, then there's a question. Then it's a shayla ready. So it's Rav.